Here we go. A pretty cool book launch celebration. My next guest's in the house because they are involved. Local authors Gwen and Rylan Vogelzang celebrate the release of their new book, If I Squeeze Your Head, I'm Sorry. If I Squeeze Your Head, I'm Sorry. Let's talk with both in the house, Rylan Vogelzang with Mama Bird Gwen. I kind of like that. All right, I'm going to start with you, Rylan. Good morning to you.
Hi.
Glad that you are here, and good morning to you, Gwen.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I like the cover of, you're welcome. I like the cover of your book,
Thanks.
If I Squeeze Your Head, I'm Sorry, because describe the cover.
So the cover was actually done by a good friend of ours, Ellie. She understands Rylan a lot. She also has a kiddo with special abilities, is what we like to call him. So the cover depicts Rylan's brain, which the book is a description of what it feels like to live in Rylan's brain. He has autism and Tourette's. And the colors splashing outside of the silhouette there on the cover indicate just the wild imagination and thoughts that will be described inside the book.
Nice. Well, Rylan, congratulations on being an author. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Yes. Always. Yeah. As he yawns. All right, Gwen. We don't want to talk too much about Rylan, but would you tell me a bit how this book came to be, and tell us a little bit about Rylan?
Absolutely. So we did an art show when we lived in the Denver area. So we just moved to Grand Rapids about a year ago, and the art show depicted what it feels like to live in Rylan's brain. So it was his drawings and then descriptions about why he drew what he did. As it relates to what it feels like to be him. And we did this just as a homeschool project, and it went over so well at a local cafe in Denver that very long story short, turned into the book. So it really resonated with a lot of both individuals who live with special abilities like Rylan, as well as parents of kiddos who might not be able to describe what it feels like to be them. So they found it to be incredibly impactful. His teachers and different leaders that he was involved with found it to be very impactful for just understanding the way that he navigates the world. So it turned into a book that we're really excited to share with the world. We're hoping it'll be a good learning resource. We have a curriculum guide that goes with it for teachers to utilize in classrooms. It's a pretty powerful tool.
I think one of my favorite pages here, Rylan, is camping out with a horse.
I know.
Did you like that one?
I guess.
Yes. All right. We have a book signing this Friday. How will that work?
Yeah. So the book signing will be at North Point Christian School, which is Rylan's school. What grade are you in there, Rylan?
Seventh grade.
There you go. So his school is just embraces him and all their students for their abilities first, which we love. So the book signing will be that morning from 7:30 to 10-ish at North Point. And then we will have our Airstream out there. So I have an Airstream business on the side that we rent out for events and meetings. So the Airstream will be parked outside, and kids will be able to come in and get books signed by Rylan, and Ellie's flying in with her family too. And then Saturday we'll be at Bridge Street Market from 10 to 2 for a public signing, and we'll have the Airstream there as well.
All right, Rylan, I'm going to ask you to sing a song for us.
I want to be the very best that no one ever was. To catch them is my big test. To train them is my cause. I've traveled across the land, searching far and wide. These Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch them. It's you and me. I know it's my destiny, Pokemon. Oh, you're my best friend in a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch him, my heart's so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch him all, gotta catch him all.
Okay, round of applause. Oh my gosh. Mom, thank you very much.
No, we're done now.
One verse.
We love that song because it says, you teach me and I teach you.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Now, Miss Gwen, why are we calling you Mama Bird?
Our last name means bird song, and so that's kind of a special animal. It's the name of my Airstream business is Four Birds, so that's kind of our family animal.
Let's put our serious hat on in a moment. Right now, If I Squeeze Your Head, I'm Sorry is your book. It is designed to uplift, educate, create dialogue as you have some challenges in life.
Of course. Yep, we all do. And, you know, we like to describe this book as the most inexpensive therapy we've ever done. So we've spent tens of thousands of dollars on therapy throughout the years trying to, quote unquote, help him, right? Yes. But this book was really us just sitting down and asking intentional questions and listening to what it feels like to be him. And through that, we got a better understanding of him than we ever possibly could through any of our other therapies that we thought were best. So the message of the book is really that we all have special abilities. And if we take the time to listen to one another, the things that we can learn are pretty awesome. And by sharing stories, we can understand each other a little bit better. And that just makes life a whole lot easier for all of us. And it shows our value.
So like video game of calmness, brain of sleepiness, again, camping out with a horse. And here's one called Going Batty, Rylan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Do you like Going Batty? Why'd you draw that one?
Because these, what was it like to draw these, Rylan? Kind of cool?
It was kind of hard because my mom kept saying, fill in the spaces.
Yeah, that's important.
I did not like filling in the spaces. It makes my hand hurt.
Yes, well, yeah. Now you know how really good artists feel. All right, who's your target audience again for this, Gwen?
We would love to target teachers and people who work with kids kind of that age K to 8. The curriculum guide will be really helpful for that because it digs into some sensory activities that you can do with kids to just better understand how they learn. And I think it'll be really helpful for parents who have kiddos living with special abilities because it's an insightful way to understand the brain of a kid. You know, it's a gift that he has to be able to describe that really insightfully, if that's a word, that a lot of kids can't. So,
and again, If I Squeeze Your Head, I'm Sorry. What does this mean?
So when Rylan gets really excited or really nervous, the way that he expresses that is squeezing. Throughout his life, a lot of times that is people's heads. So that's where the title of the book comes from. You know, if he has squeezed your head, that you are in.
And chickens.
Yep.
All right.
He squeezes his chickens every day. But that's really, and that's why we have these brain squishy balls, because squeezing for him is an outlet. And a lot of kids, they just need to get that input. But he just targets people's heads. And of course, I am always apologizing when that happens. And so that's where the title of the book came from.
Yeah. It makes sense. And certainly, it's great work. I really like the artwork. Oh, this
you.
One's cool. Wall of Discovery with little kind of looks like the shelf elf
yeah,
on the shelf.
It does, doesn't it?
All right, Rylan, what would you like to, we're ready to say goodbye. So you ready for a big crowd Friday morning?
Big crowd.
Where?
At your school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have just one more thing to say. So I found all my pictures. Never mind.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we'll ask you next. We'll ask you Friday. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Miss Gwen, thank you very much
thank
on behalf
you so much
of Mama Bird, Gwen, doing great things with your 12-year-old Rylan and certainly the book signing this Friday. Details one more time, please.
Friday at North Point, 7:45 assembly. People are welcome to come to that, as well as Bridge Street Market, Saturday, 10 to 2.
Great. And is there a way to find out more information?
Yep. You go to our website at ifisqueezeyourheadimsorry.com.
Great. Thanks to you both, Gwen and Rylan Vogelzang.
Thank you.
Welcome.